11 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mari and Darren.
Good morning to all, and a good afternoon as
afternoon.
Well.
Afternoon.
Afternoon, it's because it's in Sydney time, it's at 12, 11 p.m. On a Friday, 18th of September, I apologize. We have a little bit short introduction to today's show because I was like a little kid because Darren, he was very lovely to give me the best present. I couldn't wait. It's like a Christmas to me. But, you know, Nutella is here. I'm very happy. And it's time, Darren, to introduce our first guest. What do you think?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, her name is Holly Smith. And Holly, she's coming from Bora Bora. No, she's not there. Holly, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Oh,
okay. Holly, thank you for being our guest today and the finding time to spend next hour with us and sharing your tips and insights to all our listeners, which is currently this very moment 1.8 million. Are you happy to talk all of them?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm excited.
Yeah, so everybody who is interested in conversation to join us live in the studio, there's opportunity. You can go on our website, alive905.com.au, and you can see the button there. It says Streamline Now, or you can call, send SMS now, SMS on 0480-028-100. So this is 0480-028-100, right, Darren?
That's the one.
Yeah, so you can come on, you can send SMS if you have questions. So Holly, I'm going to read your little intro, but then you're going to say who you are, really. She's the owner and founder of HGS Fitness Coaching. She coaches busy individuals who need a clear mindset and strong, healthy body for daily jobs and routines. It's extremely important. People put their physical, mental, and emotional health first when working long hours and have a little time for themselves. Holly simplified the process and make it easy and fun. Where's the fun in the fitness, Holly? To hit their number one goals. So, Holly, for our listeners, we have the Darren and I, we have the, you know, some small ritual to ask every our guest to express themselves in their own words. Who are they? So, who is Holly Smith?
So, I am...
Thank you very much. We'll take a short break now. So, that was... No, it's okay. Please, Holly, I just apologize. I was so happy I have Nutella, so we talk about this later. So, please, Holly, who are you?
What's her? Okay. So, I am an online fitness coach. I coach busy individuals who basically work long hours and feel like they just physically have no time to put their health first. Because, look, I deal with a lot of people who are working 12 to 14 hours a day straight. Sometimes they won't even eat all day because they're literally like so into their work. And what I do is I help them create better habits, better routines every single day to either fit in a workout and eat properly and just create better habits to live a healthier, more fulfilling life and start actually enjoying it as well.
So, Holly, I have a question for you. When you say the habits, why we need to make a new habits in the first place? What's the wrong with our old habits and how we are creating the bad habits?
Yeah, totally. So I'm obsessed with habits because I believe without habits, I think people are all over the place and there's no strict, rich routine. Habits go into routine. So I believe... Like, for example, making a habit to eat breakfast every single morning for at least 30 days will create that habit for you to, you know, eat healthy, be filled with energy for the day, become more focused. So creating habits as in working out at least four times a week, creating the habit to drink at least 2.5 liters of water a day. All these simple habits that a lot of people may not be doing right now is extremely important because if you don't create the habits now, year time, if you haven't done it, then you might actually start seeing, you know, bad results in your health. You might start becoming a little bit, you know.
Look, I'm already in minority here with this because of bad habits. Because next question coming from Darren, and Darren, he's he drives every day bicycle. And I mean, 200 kilometers preparing for the Tour de France.
Well, only 20 kilometers this morning, but I'm asking for a friend, Holly, and the friend is actually Mario. you say getting a habit of breakfast for 30 days. Can the breakfast be Nutella?
Oh, look.
Yes.
You want me to say yes, but no.
Tell us more.
Every now and then, if you want to have a piece of Nutella on toast, every now and then on a Sunday, go for it because I'm all about lifestyle. You know, we can't just eat, you know, chicken, rice and veggies for the rest of our life because that's boring and we'll probably end up failing anyway. So What I like to do, I say to usually all my clients, on Sunday, have one meal that you've been really craving. Mm-hmm. And then Monday to Saturday, kind of just, eat really healthy. So the answer is you can eat Nutella for breakfast in proportion, not every day, because obviously it's not that healthy. It's full of sugar. But the best thing to eat for breakfast is simple. Just like you want to get your protein in, like, you know, your protein powders, your eggs, your vegetables, your fruit, that kind of stuff.
So, Mario, Nutella just for your birthday.
Just got to put on the stand, you
and
know what I mean?
Like, 364 more days before you have Nutella again.
Thank you so much, Darren, for that advice. But you confuse me both now. Look, as I say, Darren, he's a fit man. And I say, like, you know, I'm admiring him that he drives a bicycle every day. But the point we're trying to make here, we talk about fit, how to be fit and healthy. But, you know, before we continue this is the business show, and we try to inspire. We want to inspire and empower people, you know, to run their own business. But, you know, tell us, Holly, why did you start your business?
Okay. So basically I actually started in real estate. So I wasn't always a health and fitness coach.
Uh-huh. So you're in the bad habits, you know, I mean, sitting behind a desk or walking around, having the chicken nuggets. Ah, well, thank you, Holly, thank you.
Won't go that far. So I was a typical person who sat behind the desk for 9 hours straight, would have sore back, aching muscles, wouldn't eat properly. I was literally like, I was doing everything in real estate. So I was admin, I was property manager, I was door knocking for 2 hours a day and cold calling for about 2 hours a day. So it was pretty full on. Mm-hmm. And that's where I believe I learned all the skills I needed to run my business I currently do now. So I actually, while I was working all those hours, like physically and mentally, I didn't really like the job at all. Like, it was just draining. I was stressed out. I didn't enjoy it. It wasn't my passion. I do love real estate, but it just wasn't my number one passion. So basically I lost 10 kilos while I was at the job because I changed my habits and I started going to the gym when I was tired, even when I didn't want to, stuff like that. So basically I was like, nope, this is it. I need to make a change. I need to start, you know, becoming, this is why it's important that your mental health is number one priority, because I wasn't happy at the job, so I needed to change it. So I was like, I'm going to do my passion, and that's always been fitness. So I started I didn't want to work in a gym, so I started my own mobile business. So I drive to people's houses, train them, drive to someone else's house, train them.
It's more convenient, right, for the people. You know, I can't take it myself in consideration because regardless how I look like, I'll go into gym because, you know, obviously the age doesn't care anymore. But the point is there's some people who are, you know, maybe short with the time, maybe some they are, how would you say, like shy to go in the gym. So it's more convenient to come to their place. But expectations from you are the same. You be in a gym or home, they need to complete work, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's exactly the same. That's why I started the mobile business, because some people don't want to go to the gym and a lot of people are busy, so therefore it's easy for me to knock on their door at 4 o'clock in the morning and say, get out of bed, let's do a workout.
Darren would be your perfect client, because what time you wake up in the morning to drive?
Not 4:30.
Not 4:30, okay, so 5:30, right?
No, not even 5:30, maybe 6:30.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 5:30 for a weekend ride, yeah.
So on that note, Holly, what was your biggest obstacle starting your business?
The biggest obstacle was not knowing where to start. So I think what I first did was I was just confused. I was like, where do I start? What do I do? Because at the start, so I was doing mobile, and then I actually got to start when COVID happened. I started online. So I'm full-time online now. So I give people a program, nutrition plan, and coach them through a 16-week period. So my biggest obstacle starting that was like, how the heck am I going to start? So I looked into it online. I actually got a few coaches to help me start my online business, which was really helpful. I believe, you know, to anyone who doesn't know what to do or where to start, save yourself a few years and get a coach. It will help you so much.
Was there any moment in that process of the starting your business that you think or you consider to stop? That this is not for you, you don't want to do this, it's hard. There is too many obstacles, COVID flying around and, you know, midgets is fighting on a beach. Tell us about this moment, yes. Tell us, please.
Oh, 100%. Like, I've had heaps of those moments. I remember when I very first started, I was just like, how the heck am I going to get to these clients? Like, how am I supposed to advertise that? No one knows me yet. And I remember just sitting there and being like, what have I done? I should have just stayed in real estate. Like, I should have just continued working for someone else for the rest of my life and done what everyone, like, you know, just be a normal person. And, you know, you do have those lows and you do have those highs. And what I've learned is you have to accept that when you're starting out anything, there's going to be lows and there's going to be highs, and that's going to continue forever. So the number one thing that I suggest is going through those low times, you've got to realize that there's going to be something good coming out of it. So I knew that in the future, there was going to be people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and clients. So now I've actually accepted the fact when I have lows, I know there's going to be a high, and I've accepted that it's going to be up and down because that's running a business. So,
yeah. Holly, you're done.
It's Darren here. Thinking about how you told us earlier to make habits for health, have you made habits for your business?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If I don't have any habits for my business, I don't think I would have a business.
But share a few with us.
Yeah, sure. So I'm obsessed with morning routines. If you don't have a morning good routine, I don't believe your day will be set up properly, and therefore your mindset won't be set up properly. So morning routine is my absolute number one best habit I could, you know, suggest to anyone. I wake up. I still have a few mobile clients because I enjoy actually interacting with people as well. So I will wake up. Sometimes it will be 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock, depends if I have a client that day. So let's just say I wake up at 5 o'clock, I will not touch my phone. I will write down basically 5 things I'm grateful for. I will read a chapter of a positive book, because the first thing that comes into your mind in the morning is what you're going to think about for the rest of the day. And if it's not positive, if it's something negative that you're thinking about the night before, or you're still anxious about, if it's the news you're watching in the morning, that's going to fill your head for the start of the day, and we don't want that. So I like to fill my thoughts with a positive book, write down things I'm grateful for, and then also write down the list of things in order I have to do for that day. And then usually I will either work out, go for a walk with my dogs, and then eat breakfast. So that's my general morning routine. It works for me, and without that routine, my life and my days would just be a mess, I think.
Well, Holly, I'm just making notes because we're going to continue more. This is a very interesting conversation, and we'll take a short break. Holly Smith with us online on Align 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and we'll continue after the short break. And Holly, be ready for more questions. Stay with us.
Alive 90.5.
29 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you for tuning in. You listen to the best business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Darren, Alive 90.5. Darren is here with me in the studio. We're talking to the Holly Smith. Holly, what place you are exactly?
What place I'm in?
Yeah, where are we living? What exactly place is? What's the postcode?
Oh, it's 4521. I live in Brisbane.
Oh, that's what it is, Brisbane. Well, that's a good one. You know, I mean, how's the weather today in Brisbane?
Oh, it's pretty good, actually. Like, the last 2 days have been like a summer's day, and I'm obsessed with summer. I love summer. But yeah, it's really nice.
Look,
how's it down there?
Look,
we got a bit of a cold snap. So it was like 27 yesterday, and then just before the sun went down, back to 15 degrees.
Well, that's interesting. Darren and I contemplating sitting on a bicycle in the main run illegally over the border. I have a training with Holly. Holly, you spoke something very interesting before we took the short break. You spoke about morning routine. Can you a little bit, you know, clarify for us and expand on this one? What is a morning routine for you, and how everybody else should apply? Everybody else, everybody who's interested, of course. Not that this is the order, but it's a suggestion. What morning routine you apply? Expand on that one, please, so our listeners can relate to that one. And who should use the morning routine?
Okay, totally. So as I explained before, my morning routine consists of, you know, being grateful, filling my mind with positive things, and doing a workout, and setting myself up for a day. So this morning routine, I believe anyone who's running a business or just generally feels like their day is a bit messy, this is for everyone who feels like that. So I think everyone should have a morning routine, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
A morning routine should consist of one, the same wake-up time most mornings, or the same between the same hour. I like to do that because your body gets so used to waking up at that time. Therefore, you know, you're going to have actually more energy. It's been scientifically proven if you wake up at the same time, you're going to have a lot more energy throughout the day, which means you're going to go to bed on time as well. So that really helps. Waking up at the same time most mornings, waking up not touching your phone. First thing, as soon as you touch your phone, it means that you're straight away connecting with some type of like social media, or if you're looking at a text message or an email. I understand some people have to and they've got no choice because they've got, you know, maybe urgent things they need to deal with.
Yeah.
But if you're a person that's able to not touch your phone first thing in the morning, that's a great start. I suggest reading a positive book or a devotion or positive quotes as well, because you want to feed your mind with something that you want to achieve for that day. I like to write down things I'm grateful for. That is really probably the best thing. If you had to do one thing in a morning routine, write down 5 things you're grateful for every morning. This will change your life. It will make you feel so much more positive. It will make you actually appreciate the little things in life without starting the day and thinking, you know, like the world has nothing to offer me. It's going to be a terrible day. Instead, write down the things that, you know, are going to make you feel good and you can look back on during the day and go, oh, yeah, I'm grateful for that. And then working out. Working out is probably the best thing to do in the morning. It gets your, you know, happy hormones running. Releases serotonin, which is your happy chemical in the brain. It's going to make you more productive, more positive, have more energy, believe it or not. And you're just going to be a better person, I believe.
I must say that I'm impressed because, you know, usually when we do interview Daniel and myself, you know, our guests in the studio, they answer the questions we ask, you know, during the conversation. But you expanded without me leaving the opportunity to ask you more questions. So, like, you say writing down 5 things, you know, you're very extremely grateful, and the morning routine, not touch the mobile phone. And, you know, I agree, Darren, you should as well. You know, I mean, well, that's my opinion. Some people take the mobile phone. I have tendency not to take the mobile phone in the morning first thing. But there is a consistency. You saying happy hormone, Darren, what's the calling? Happy drugs in the brain?
Endorphins. But I'm thinking, Mario.
Yes.
So, Holly, do you exercise before or after breakfast? How do you manage that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question, Holly. Yeah.
That's a really great question. I actually get asked that on a daily basis. So, thanks for asking. It's really up to the person. Like, everyone goes, ask me, oh, do I lose more weight if I work out without eating breakfast?
I just want to ask that one.
I know everyone thinks it. I know half the people are thinking that. And the fact is, it depends. Let me just explain that.
Yes, please.
If you're a person who wants to lose weight and you feel better not having something in your stomach when you're working out because you feel like you might throw up or something, mm-hmm. then don't eat before you work out. Simple as that. Just use your intuitive and just, don't eat, obviously. Or a small banana is fine, you know, it gives you a bit of energy. If you're a type of person who, I don't suggest anyone who's wanting to build muscle and put on weight, you have to eat before a workout because one, you're going to lose your muscle mass, you're going to strip your muscle, you're not going to have the energy, which means you're not going to do an effective workout. So it really depends on the person. I used to be the person who had to eat because I'd feel really sick if I didn't eat before I did a workout. But now, I'm not sure what happened. My body just kind of shifted and now I actually feel really good not eating before a workout if I do it early in the morning.
Darren, what are you doing in the morning? You go drive bicycle first or you
depends.
Eat?
It depends. So this morning I went for a short 20K ride, which is about 50 minutes.
Stop telling me this is a 20K is a short ride.
And I'll give you Nutella too. I'm so sorry. But in that case, I won't eat.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to do, say, 100 kilometres, I need the energy. And then,
that's exactly right.
So that's how I balance it.
So, Holly, may I ask you one question? Like, you know, when you say in the morning, because I know that's a sort of dilemma in society, and it's like an urban myth, you know, exercise before the work, after the work. But it looks like in exercise in the morning, it is truly something makes you happy. But there is a related something very important you said before. We go every day, sleep same time, because I know if I train 5 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean? I know I'm going to hit the bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock because, you know, literally I feel exhausted but have a good night's sleep. Now, consistency. Let's go talk about consistency in the workout. What would your be tips, you know what I mean, or tips for consistency workout, let's go say every morning, what would you suggest? 5 days per week, 7 days per week, short ride like a dart in 20 to 50 kilometers per day. He's very modest, you know what I mean?
It's more than that's awesome.
Yeah, like I admire him because it's like, you know, sit on bicycle in the morning and, you know, I mean, yeah. you're on your own, you know what I mean? This bicycle, it's a natural environment. But when you go in gym, you still have mm-hmm. some people around us. But tell us, firstly, what do you suggest him more? Open outdoor activities in the morning doing exercises or gym? And consistency wise, are you suggesting we do like a 3 times per week, 4 times per week, or maybe twice per day? Or how do you do it? Let's talk about workout regime first.
Yeah, no worries. So look, again, it depends on what your goals. If you just are staying fit and healthy just for your general well-being.
Let's talk about this. Everybody wants to be fit and losing the weight because like it's not just about me. I'm a fat and around, but the thing is there's a lot of people fighting these things, you know what I mean? The obesity and, you know, losing the weight and COVID, you know what I mean, actually increased people the body weight. So let's go talk about losing the body weight and keep fit, yes.
Yeah, awesome. Look, I think I know what I'm doing when it comes to helping people lose weight. So let me give some people some strategies of what you can do right now and implement them to start losing weight. For your workout routine, I suggest working out at least, if you've never worked out before, just try and hit at least 3 times a week. Like they don't have to be long. They just have to be, you know, at least 30 minutes, 20 minutes. It's been scientifically proven that as long as you get your heart rate up for 30 minutes a day, you're going to feel really good, you're going to feel really happy, and you're going to burn calories. So when you want to lose weight, all you want to do is burn calories, obviously, and build muscle. So working out at least 3 to 5 times a week, depending again on, you know, what you can do, what you can't do. You want to lose weight, 4 times a week, one day do like a HIIT session, or depending again on the person and their goals, like a full body maybe circuit. Incorporating weights is really good. So you could do one lower body, one upper body session, and then maybe like another cardio session.
That's interesting. I have a hard question for you, Holly. Now, you better be hold your what's it called the trousers. That's how you say in English. Hold your horses, whatever it is. Like,
I'm hoses,
whatever it is. Yeah. Hold your undies, whatever it is. Holly, why do people should listen to you? What you say right now?
Because what I'm saying has worked for my clients.
Excellent.
You will get results.
Excellent. Before we go for the break, Holly, you mentioned the books. What's your favorite book and which book you're recommending to our listeners to read? So it's a Holly Smith recommending the book which is going to change your life. It's going to empower you. Why? Because Holly has a track record, and as she said, very quickly, sharp and immediately, results of my client speaks itself. So Holly, books recommending to our listeners.
Okay. Look, the best books, this has not really got to do with fitness. This has got to do with habits because, again, I said I'm obsessed with habits. If you do not have the correct habits in place to start a fitness journey or start a business or whatever you're doing, I believe you're going to fail. It sounds terrible, but without habits, you don't really have much. So the number one book that I love, and you know what? I read this book every single year, and I actually use it as if I'm doing like a coaching session, and I write down everything. The book is A Millionaire Success Habits by Dean Grazio.
Can you say this on can you say this back on English? Millions what?
Millions? Millionaire.
Yeah.
Success Habits.
Okay, we're just writing down what that it's like looking at. Okay, so why that book? Eh?
So it's by Dean Grazio. I love that book because it's filled with not just like general well-being habits, but business habits, healthy habits, relationship habits. It's a book full of habits that if you incorporate them literally into your own life, you will start seeing results in, you know, achieving awesome success in every aspect of your life. And the first time I ever read, I've read this book probably 4 times now. I read it every year and I teach it again as like a coaching session. Like I write down everything it tells me to do. And the first time I ever read this book, I was actually going through a bit of a breakup. So I was a bit all over the place. I was a bit messy and I just needed something to get me back on track. This book helped me to get back on track and it changed my life.
If I may say something, Holly, I wasn't expecting, our conversation going in this direction and speaking about, something privately, but what I'm admiring, it's your honesty, sharing with all our listeners.
Oh, that's okay.
Because, that's a strength, that's not a weakness. I know this, Darren knows this very well, because we have all, life's ups and downs, and we hit obstacles, some doors open, some doors are closed. It's a life, but people have a tendency not admitting terrible things or bad things happen to them instead of just talking about positive things, which I truly admire this. Ladies and gentlemen, we take a short break. Darren and I are interviewing the Holly Smith from Brisbane, and we'll take a short break. Holly, stay with us for more questions to come. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. The best business radio talk show on the planet.
Alive 90.5.
It's 14 minutes to one. Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Well, it's almost quarter to one, and we are having such interesting. I apologize. We are having such an interesting conversation with Holly Smith from Brisbane, and you should check this podcast interview in the podcast today on alive905.com.au. Search under Business Insights with Darren and Mario, and you're gonna find this interview because we talk with a person who has authority and credibility. You can meet on daily basis many gurus, many fitness experts, but what a Holly she projecting through this interview. It's not just energy and knowledge, but certainly quality results will not be avoided at all if you contact her. So, Holly, we don't have much time. We have 15 minutes, which obviously we're going to need to have you again on our studio. So, Holly, can you just tell us what will be, I'm reading a lot of this about clean eating, don't eat Nutella, I try to ask you, what is clean eating?
So, clean eating is basically when you are just eating whole nutritious foods.
Okay, what is that? Please, if you can share with our listeners, what would be that perfect food for the, having the healthy body, fit, and losing weight sometime for those who need to lose weight like myself, or those who contemplating to keep the weight on a level of the weight which they are happy. Certainly, that's not Nutella, But thank you, Darren, for Nutella. I really appreciate that. So that's
awesome. So basically, clean eating means just whole nutritious foods, and which means, vegetables, which means fruit, which means rice, which means, your meat, your lean chicken, your turkey, your lentils, your beans. If you want, I can give it an average day of eating for a healthy person, which might actually help people. So for breakfast, I suggest get you something with protein. So eggs, toast is fine, but you want to have some protein or meat with it. Protein shake, smoothies, that kind of stuff, omelets. For lunch, I suggest, get your salad, maybe some chicken, maybe a little bit of rice and an apple. That's really quite a clean meal.
So if I come to you and say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if I come with Darren, Darren, I try to make him to gain the weight, but he doesn't, he's a stubborn, he doesn't want to put away. Let's just say I come to you and say, look, Holly, I need how would you call this, Darren, whole package or one-stop, solution. I want to be fit, healthy, lose the weight, and I just want exercise. Can you help me with the food?
Well, I would say you want the habits, and Holly can tell us.
Well, if she says the habits, I need to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and eat just the eggs like a Rocky Balboa, it's going to be trouble.
Raw eggs.
Come on, seriously. So, Holly, can you help to listeners or potential clients, who listen to you right now, to come to you and say, okay, I can design for you the diet and I can design for you exercise. But so Darren says it's a habit. Can you insert a habit with all packaging together?
Okay. So what I do with people generally is, there'll be a meal plan suited to their goals, their needs. If they need to put on weight, it will suit their needs. If they need to lose weight, it will suit their needs. And also it will be a lifestyle kind of plan which still incorporates, a few yummy things here and there that are actually healthy for you, so you're not being super strict and then you're going to fail. So the exercise program as well is going to be something that's going to suit their needs and they're going to actually enjoy it. If you don't like running, I'm not going to make you run. Simple as that.
Can I ask
and
you? Please continue.
Yeah, sorry.
No, please continue. Okay. I'm just going to ask you here.
Yeah, no, that's all right. And in regards to habits, I like to sit down with every single one of my clients that come to me and write down their routine every single week. So we'd actually write down what time they're going to do a workout every single day, what food they're going to be eating, what time they're going to go to bed, their morning routines. Like creating the habit and doing that for at least 30 days is going to set you up for so much success to actually achieving your goals.
Is there any point of time when somebody comes to train with you, you say like, look, I can't train you anymore. Doesn't matter if it's a male or female because, you know, they're simply wasting, not just, you know, they're paying you, but they're wasting their time. They're not committed. Is that the moment when you say somebody, look, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? This relationship doesn't work. I mean, relationship in the sense of client, yourself, you know what I mean? But is there any moment when you say, look, I can't train you, he or she, you know, I mean, because they don't follow your path and they don't expecting, but they're expecting results.
Yeah, 100%. So look, if I'm putting in effort to help someone achieve their goals and succeed, and they're not putting in any effort, then I don't really want to work with that person. I want to work with them because I want them to be happy within their body and actually see results. Because if they don't succeed, it means I haven't succeeded. But if they're not putting in the effort, then it's a bit hard. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, that's interesting. So, like, if they don't actually, that's reflecting you as a coach. If someone doesn't succeed in right, because and then people 100%. Can say like, well, holy, she's this and this and this, but you can't say, well, Mario, he just eats Nutella and I'm talking to it eggs. But it's right, Darren. Am I correct? Because it doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? Somebody must be very committed.
Yeah. I was just Did I hear Nutella and eggs together?
Oh, well, Holly's going to make a new recipe for us, involving eggs and Nutella. So, Holly, before we have a few more minutes left, now, let's go with some tips and insights. Everybody want to start a business, comes to you, and you know very well obstacles, you know the perks of the success and the benefits. Somebody comes to you and asks you the advice. Holly, I want to start my business. What would be your tip number one?
Okay, what exactly you want within 12 months. So write down your 12-month goal. That's your number one thing I'd suggest. Whatever it is, how many clients you want to have, where you want to be, what you want it to look like.
Yeah.
Because matter of the fact is, in 12 months' time, it's not going to look like that. It might, but things will change. So that's the number one thing. You have to look at the direction of where you want to go, because sometimes you'll sit there and be like, I don't know, I want to start a business, but I don't know what to do. Hire someone. Get a coach. Mm-hmm. Get someone that knows what they're doing, because if you don't know what you're doing, you're wasting your time. You could be trying to figure things out for a whole 2 years and not know what you're doing, and then finally get some help and you're like, wow, I've wasted 2 years where I could have made double the income. So get help if you don't know what you're doing, and find your passion and your drive to why you're actually doing it as well.
Darren, you're dying to ask a question? Or I could continue?
I'm just making the notes there.
Ah, okay, that's a good one.
but it's interesting that we hear common themes come out on Business Insights. Yes. Passion, we hear passion again. Yes. And also the idea of that pre-mortem analysis to work out where you want to be.
That is very, 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 very cool. Very quick. Now, next question for yourself, Holly, for our listeners. When somebody wants to lose the weight or wants to get a greater body, what would be your tip? What would you advise somebody comes to you and say, like, I want to lose the weight? What would be your tip first and only at the beginning of conversation?
Okay. Make the commitment of why you actually want to lose weight. Like, why do you want to lose weight? You can't just go, I'm going to lose weight and I don't know why I'm doing it. You have to have a reason why. Otherwise, it's not going
to
happen.
How do you help people who are struggling to achieve that goal? They're committed to the goal, but struggling. You know, as I say, 4 weeks' time. I'll say, like, you know, I'll take myself, for example, because that's the only way I can do it on the radio. I know when I prepare myself for the fight, you know, I mean, my coach, you know, Maida Ronan, he's he last 2 months, he pushed me to lose the weight, but 2 weeks before this, he gives me relaxation. But I'm struggling, you know, I mean, because the first 2 weeks, I don't see lost the weight whatsoever. Actually, I gain sometimes the weight. But, you know, that struggle, he supports me in different levels. But how do you support somebody who is committed to the goal and struggles to, you know, I mean, to maintain the positive attitude towards that goal?
So to remain a positive attitude and to stay motivated. Oh, I get asked that question a lot.
Yes, you know,
continue the motivation, because a lot of people get through like 6 weeks of the program and be like, okay, I'm not really seeing results. I'm not feeling motivated. I need help. So the first thing I suggest is look for help, find a coach, someone that's, you know, going to help you. And you need to look at why. Like, why aren't you losing weight, for example? Are you eating too much Nutella?
Why everybody like, darling, looks at me like, holy, you're in trouble. When we see you, we cross the legally border with the Queensland, you're in the trouble, you know what I mean? Because now it's everything about my Nutella. No, I'm jokes on the side. So please, so how do you keep motivated people to achieve the results? And how do you keep them on that path to stay that way?
Okay, no worries. So, yeah, that's a really good question. So to not drop off your motivation and to keep it, again, you need to know why you're really losing weight. You can't be just doing it, oh, because I want to get a beach body. You want to lose weight because you want to feel more comfortable. You want to be able to stay fit and run around with your kids. It needs to be an underlying reason why. That's going to keep you motivated. The second thing that's going to keep you motivated is seeing results. So if you weigh yourself and do your photos before you start a program and, you know, you work really hard, 12 weeks, for example, goes by, you're going and you do the right thing. Obviously, I give everyone the right program and nutrition to see results. So you're going to see results. In 12 weeks' time, they'll look back on the photo and go, wow, look how far I've come. Because when you look at yourself in the mirror every day, you don't see much, trust me. But when other people see you, they probably go, oh, yeah, you've lost a little bit of weight, but maybe you might not be able to actually see it because you look at yourself every day in the mirror.
Holly, ask one question before Darren takes you towards the end, and you know that we advertise yourself. Is a good motivation. I said like something like as a kid, you know, I mean, I was always being a little bit chubby, round, you know, I mean, overweight and everything else. But I do remember one moment in my life. Please correct me if I'm wrong, because that can be transferred into the adult life. I was in love with one girl, she was a more like, you know, crushing, I mean, because, and then she told me, you're too fat, I can't be with you. So what I did, you know, I mean, yeah, well, I was 14 years old, but then I went to military school and, you know, the natural process of puberty, lose the weight and everything else, and I come out like a Conan Barbarian, you know, I mean, those times in the 80s. But is it the negative, how did you say this, negative feedback you said, Darren, somebody, you know, I don't know, not bully, but, you know, say to you, you're fat, you know, I mean, as I was told, how would you define that word, you know, somebody?
Yeah, I think it's bullying,
Yeah, is that a good motivation to somebody lose the weight? Even let's just say, you know, in adult's life, that somebody says to you, like male-female relationship, you know what I mean? That's what says to you, you're fat, you know, it doesn't matter male sells to female or female to male, or would you, say this is bad motivation?
Okay, look, this is how I put it. Look, I've had someone call me fat before, but, you know, what I did was I cried about it for a little bit, but then I was like, stuff this, I'm going to get fit and show everyone wrong. So it's kind of like two ways you can do it. You can use it as motivation to be like, all right, well, like, am I happy within my body? Obviously, it's sad if someone calls you fat. Like, let's not, like, it's terrible. It's a negative word. But if you use it for the right reasons, instead of, like, being upset about it for the next year, do something about it. And but if you're not fat, if someone calls you fat and you're actually like you're not, you know, you're not really, then that's a different thing. That's actually their issue. The person who actually called you that, there's an underlying issue for that person that's
Holly,
underneath that's
you
bringing
are
them out.
Truly amazing. I'm gonna ask Darren when we can feature again on the show, but I'll let you, Darren, to drive it now.
Thank you, Holly. We've had a great conversation this afternoon. Thank you very much for being on Business Insights with Mari and Darren. Now, just before we finish up, how can people get in contact with you?
Awesome. So you can find me on my website at www.hollysmithpt.com. I'm also on LinkedIn as Holly Smith PT, and same with Instagram and Facebook. Get in contact with me if you're wanting to start a fitness journey, and I'm really looking forward to helping anyone that needs it.
Thank you, Holly Smith. Everyone, appreciate if you want to catch up with the podcast, post it later this afternoon. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario. News up next.
Alive 90.5.